You're listening to Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. We are in studio with Mr. Phil Ernst. He's the founder, CEO, and CTO of Convergence Consulting Technology. This company, ranked as an Inc. 500 in 2007 and 2008, has approximately $18 million in revenues, provides IT services to the private and public sectors. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Phil.
Well, thanks for having me.
Explain a little bit about what you provide, folks.
Convergence is focused on five core practice areas, be that server-based computing, be that server virtualization, storage, as well as Microsoft-centric Active Directory, Exchange, email, core infrastructural items. Five core practices.
Excellent. And you yourself are an expert in server-based computing. And we actually were having a discussion in the green room about this because I naively asked about, well, does that mean you're not an expert in cloud computing, which is the buzzword that us non-techies hear? And you explained that to me, and I would like you to explain that for our listeners because I'm sure they have the same question.
Okay. Well, cloud computing, which is in all the trade rags as of late, is a ambiguous, vacuous term or a rebranded term for something that's already existed for some time. The original incarnation of it was application service provider, and that was ASP. It in effect is moving your technical assets, servers, email, file services, all the things that occur normally within your own data center, moving it to a hosted provider, another data center. Well, the issue primarily is that you are moving your corporate jewels, you know, that is your data, and to do that. And it offers benefits. You know, there's two sides to each equation here.
Cheaper.
Well, you minimize your capital costs, right? You're no longer buying hardware, and you turn it into kind of an operational expense. But
but you can lose it all because you said it's your jewels. And that's what happened with, my understanding is with Amazon. When Amazon's, some of their hosting services went down, then you read about this in the news.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, that, you know, it's with anybody who's hosting your corporate assets. You know, things that you are like, it's like a utility. You expect it to work. Well, then all of a sudden, hey, I cannot no longer get to my email. My file services are no longer working. Problematic. How do you run your business? And you are no longer empowered necessarily or in control of your own destiny. That's not to say it's bad. It's a different model. And making sure you have the appropriate service level agreements in place and fault tolerance to suffer, you know, an outage that maybe Amazon had or anybody else.
Now, have you ever yourself or maybe for one of your businesses or business you worked for moved your corporate jewels off site and lost them? Has that ever happened to you?
Never.
Really?
No.
It would happen to me.
I lost my car keys once.
That's we're speaking with Mr. Phil Ernst, founder, CEO, and CTO of Convergence Consulting Technology. And what I mentioned earlier, you're an Inc. 500 in 2007, 2008. What motivated you originally to found this company?
That interesting question. It in the sense that I knew what I did not want. I knew which organizations, through experience of working for them, what worked, what didn't work. The cultures that did not necessarily embody what I envisioned, or methodologies, or even just ethics, I found to be problematic. So that planted the seed, and then everything else was by accident.
Okay.
Quite frankly,
you mean growth was by accident?
Well, it was. We had an opportunity. It was, I seized it, but that was an initial get by, you know, and then we'll figure some things out, and then we all of a sudden exploded. Just took client after client after client, and And, you know, hired some very talented people to help facilitate that growth.
And so what kind of problems did you have with rapid growth?
Oh, it starts from the, you know, from top to bottom. Obviously, in our arena, our technical talent is probably the best in the industry anywhere in the world. Finding, growing, and retaining that type of talent is difficult. Then you run into operational management. You know, how do you get the right person in the right place at the right time? There's a strange problem for us, and that is our clients like to hang on to our people and say, "Oh, by the way, let's extend this engagement, and we want to move on to the next thing." And we're going, "Hold on, we've got two other projects lined up for this individual."
And you also probably would have to, in a way, actually have a smaller sales team than normal and have a greater project management team. So you actually shift your percentages in different divisions.
We look at it as kind of a stepping stone. Make sure that we have the capabilities, number one, the technical talent to deliver, and the sales to sustain that. Okay. And it's a model that has always kept us in the black. We are debt free and have always maintained that. So you maintain that sustainability. That's the chief question always. I'm blessed with a sales staff that can definitely sustain.
So another question, we talked about this a little bit, was there anything that occurred in your industry that either nearly derailed your business or created unbelievable success?
We were fortunate enough to partner with another organization. And basically, the introduction was, take a look at this document and tell me what you think. And after I stopped laughing and saying, this is a joke, right? This is this. And basically, the document was an assessment of a government agency's exchange environment. And I said, this is horrific. And they said, well, what would you recommend? And I said, well, and pen to paper, and we started designing, and they said, would you be willing to take a trip to Austin to explain this? I said, certainly. By the end of that trip, which was about 3 or 4 days, we had landed one of the largest Microsoft Exchange deployments in the world. Had also landed one of the largest Citrix systems deployments in at least for that year. And it really turned us on our head, and it no longer became a very small company, a company that was delivering some very big stuff.
So did you move from kind of knowing the field, the latest technology, to now just managing?
No,
you're hands-on.
I'm hands-on, and that's to a fault. I'm a geek at heart. One of the best things I could have ever done was hire my partner, who has the operational business savvy and can execute on that much far superior than I ever could. So it allows me to be the
CTO.
Be the CTO, correct.
Excellent. We're speaking with Mr. Phil Ernst, founder, CEO, and CTO of Convergence Consulting Technology, Inc. 500 in 2007-2008. How have you had to alter your business plan over time?
The irony is that the business plan was originally focused on being the second people call, knowing full well that we could not compete with large integrators who just sell stuff and then also happen to sell services. Our model was to be the smartest guys in the room, and other integrators will fail they cannot deliver on what they sold, mainly because they didn't necessarily understand it. They were interested in selling widgets. So we, our original model was to say, you know what, when the client calls upset, saying we don't have what we paid for, and we would reverse engineer and say, okay, we can make this work. And this is how it's supposed to work. We developed quite a reputation as I jokingly say, the second people call, because, you know, we didn't necessarily have the sales force. But there's more failed IT projects than any other type of project. And that's because, you know, some folks are more interested in just selling whatever it is, mm-hmm. and not necessarily care, you know, how it's implemented or how it's designed or is it sustainable. So.
Excellent. Founder, CEO, and CTO of Convergence Consulting Technology. Now, Phil, you got a bachelor's from University of Arizona.
Correct.
What's your overall leadership philosophy?
Empowerment. It's you have to empower the people that you're working with. To take a heavy-handed approach and say it's this way or the highway is just not my style, nor is it the management style. Let people run with it. They may have a better idea than you, and I'm more often wrong than right.
I agree with you on that one. Leaders Portfolio, I want to thank you for being here with us on Leaders Portfolio. Thank you. Phil Ernst, founder, CEO, and CTO of Convergence Consulting Technology. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and of course you can find Phil's audiocast at leadersportfolio.com, where you could also find applications for our Leaders Portfolio Awards. If you are Business Leader of the Year, Leadership Business of the Year, please apply now. If you've got a client who you think deserves that, maybe it's time to nominate them, or maybe an employee. We have Rising Business Leader of the Year as well. Check it out.